This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. March is when we welcome spring. It's also when we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Before you raise a glass, we'll get you some tips about Ireland's best-selling alcoholic drink, Guinness. We're lucky enough to have two of the folks from Banco Beverage in Allentown with us today. Joe Marino is the VP of Sales. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
And Andy Rupee he's the Guinness guy, as far as I know, the Guinness brand manager at Banco as well. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So I wanted to talk about Guinness because we really equate Guinness with St. Patrick's Day. I've heard about the perfect pour. What is that?
So Guinness is very big on quality and consistency. So the perfect pour, it's a two-part pour with six steps. The first step is you must have a clean, cool glass. Step two is you take the glass at a 45-degree angle, and you open the tap all the way, and you tap it until the top of the harp on the Guinness glass.
So you have to use the Guinness glass to make this work properly.
Yeah,
got
definitely.
It. Okay.
Because there's not a prettier pint in the beer business than a Guinness pint.
Okay.
Okay. So once you do that, you let it settle for about 60 to 90 seconds or so, and then you top it off. By doing this, you push the handle back, not forward, and then you tap it right to the point of the top of the rim so the foam is just creeping over, and then at that point, you labels out, serve it to your consumer.
Does this only work, the perfect pour, only work with a tap, or can you do it with the can? Joe, do you know?
The perfect pint is with the draft, but they do have a Guinness draft in a can that has the nitrogen. It has a little widget in there. So that is a whole different kind of thing. Still poured 45 degrees, but it's not a two-part. You'll see the nitrogen surging up through the beer because when they package it with nitrogen. So what's happening is the nitrogen is being released. So that's where you get the surge. It'll work perfectly.
Now, is Guinness the first company that started to use those nitro widgets in their cans?
First to my knowledge.
Yep, same.
And where were those invented?
Actually, the widget was invented by a gentleman that worked at Air Products in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
It all comes back to the Lehigh Valley,
yeah,
doesn't
sure,
it?
It sure does.
When I pour a Guinness and I'm holding it up, it looks like it's a black beer. Is it a black beer?
It's actually ruby red in color.
Really?
Yes. It's ruby red. It's not black. If you shined a light through it, you could kind of see that little rubiness to it. So it's not a heavy beer. People think of a stout. And they do make a great stout. It's called Guinness Extra Stout. And it's sold all over the world. It's not the same beer.
Really?
It's not the same beer. So if somebody would get a Guinness Extra Stout, pour that in a glass, it wouldn't surge. It's not made with nitrogen. It's a great beer. And then they have what they call Foreign Extra Stout. That'll make it bring back stuff you didn't even steal. It's really, really good beer.
What? So there's not just one Guinness Stout. There's a variety out there.
Correct.
And Banco has them all.
Yes.
Okay, great. Andy Rupee, the Guinness guy from Banco, and Joe Marino, VP of Sales at Banco Beverage. Thanks for joining us on WLVR's Flight Club and giving us some clarity on Guinness.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Be sure to join us next week for Flight Club. We'll be sampling some of those various Guinness products. You can find out more about Banco and listen to past episodes of Flight Club at our website, wlvr.org/flightclub.
Now there are those who like to think we'd be best without the drink. No beer, ale, or frothy pints of porter. So let's hypothesize how it would change your life if everyone were only drinking water. There'd be no public houses, no bars to take us by.